Let's look around a little bit, ladies and gentlemen.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas, baby.
Get you caught up on some of those Texas topics. Spread the Lone Star love. And your Dallas Cowboys training camp update. There was a feeling of love in the air. So, during training camp out there in Oxnard, California, Cowboys, I believe in week two of training camp, getting ready for the season out there. So they play, it's a veritable jukebox of sorts and a soundtrack. It's a big production for the music that is played while the team works out both inside the facilities and out through the fields over the loudspeakers. They're playing music, and every person in the organization pretty much has a certain amount of say on what goes into that playlist. So it's all over the place. And that includes Jerry Jones, which, according to new head coach for the Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer, Shotty, said, "Yeah, I was confused a little bit, but I knew it was going to happen. The players were definitely confused when it started playing over the loudspeaker. Slow Hand. And not the Conway version. The Pointer Sisters version of Slow Hand was playing during Cowboys spring training practice there." Yeah, Jerry picked it too. And Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach, knew it. He admitted that he would have gone with a different Pointer Sisters track, maybe with, a little more energy, he said. But it all depends on the type of mood that Jerry's trying to set. He said, "I did place it personally in the playlist at a very strategic spot that I thought was very well calculated. It hopefully wasn't too distracting." Yeah, Jerry had never, for all we know, he was off campus somewhere just trying to set the mood for something else. In an unrelated story, it is mating season, yet again. Non-related story for Texas tarantulas.
Ah!
Yeah, I know, yeah. So it is that time of year, certainly out there in the country. Tarantula mating season, the brown tarantulas will start scurrying across highways and burrowing in their holes and stuff like that right there. But this is the peak. And then the next big thing, as there are 14 species of tarantulas all throughout Texas, by the way, according to the National Park Service, then all of those little thousands of eggs will hatch sometime as summer ends. By the way, they're extremely harmless, okay? Except when they play the Pointer Sisters.
I want a man with a skull hand.
Back to sports. The Dallas Mavericks, Cooper Flagg, announced they're coming to Cowtown. So to kick off the Mavericks 2025 preseason, which will start October 6th against the Oklahoma City Thunder, well, they're going to play that game at Dickies Arena. So this will be the next time that we'll all get to see Cooper Flagg and the Mavericks, and now we're all excited again after the whole Luka breakup and stuff like that. So they will kick off their 2025 campaign to start the preseason against the Thunder up there from OKC at Dickies Arena. They haven't released any sort of ticket information or the like. We'll bring that on to you. Congratulations, City of Fort Worth. The Americana Music Association named yesterday Fort Worth their spotlight city for 2025 Americana Fest, which is held in Nashville. So congratulations for that. They're going to have this fest coming up in September in Nashville, Americana Fest, but music from Fort Worth will be recognized there in Nashville. Couldn't do anything here. Most of the celebration and ceremony was just people arguing over exactly what kind of genre and music is Americana, but nobody knows. That's why it gets classified as that. Really cool communal events. We talked yesterday about the big Clear the Shelters event coming up in a couple of weekends there at Will Rogers. Well, the city of Arlington and their animal shelter is overcrowded, and they, as of now, have reduced adoption pet fees down to $5. So this is going to go starting tomorrow actually. Starting tomorrow, August 1st, going through the 23rd. So, right there, the adoption fees, which are typically in Arlington about $100, $90 for cats, they will be reduced down to $5. So, if you're in the Arlington area and if you're thinking about it, go for it. And you may be thinking, if you're a parent, that it's very soon, a couple of weeks until school starts. And they have been doing this for several years and they're going to do it again. Goodwill of North Central Texas announced yesterday that the Goodwill outlet right there on Mansfield Highway, southeast Fort Worth, will once again host a teacher surplus sale. Now, this is coming up a week from this Saturday. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. right there on the Mansfield Highway Goodwill Outlet. And for teachers, during the event, you bring your valid teacher ID. Items will be sold. School supplies will be sold for just 99 cents per pound to educators. So bring your ID right there. Goodwill Outlet there on the Mansfield Highway coming up next Saturday. So the good news is teachers can go to Goodwill to get some cheap school supplies. The bad news is the teachers are having to go to Goodwill for their school supplies. Oh. I know.